serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The online bickering between President Trump and Elon Musk appeared to ease up overnight, with Musk, who seemed to go along with a post that urged the two men to make peace for the good of the country. However, minutes ago, ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl called the president and spoke to him.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
The controversy sparked when Musk criticized the president's massive spending bill, which is projected to add more than $2 trillion to the federal deficit. A federal judge temporarily blocking a proclamation by President Trump that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard. Russia slamming Ukraine in a retaliatory attack overnight, hitting Kyiv, among other places. This is ABC News. Police in Washington state say they've thwarted a possible mass shooting. ABC's Dave Packer has some of the details.
The FBI learning of a mass shooting plot for the Three Rivers Mall in Kelso, Washington. FBI Special Agent in Charge Douglas Olson.
We received a tip that there was information on an online chat platform.
The suspect, a teen in Columbia County, when they searched the home.
They had very detailed plans, as well as an intent and means to carry out their plan.
Motive?
Suspect pledged allegiance to several online nihilistic, violent extremist groups and ideologies.
The teen suspect arrested. Dave Packer, ABC News.
18-year-old Marcelo Gomez da Silva welcomed back to his hometown of Milford, Massachusetts. A day after being taken into ICE custody, he was picked up by ICE last Saturday while driving his father's car to volleyball practice. Homeland Security agents say they were targeting his dad. When they found out he was in the U.S. illegally, they made the arrest. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Federal funding that supports public libraries is under threat, but the Fields Public Library has ways that you can help. A statewide postcard writing campaign is happening now through July 21st, and you can stop by the library and take just a minute to fill one out. You can use one of the provided postcards to write your federal elected officials and tell them why your library is important. Be sure to add your return address in the top left and place your completed postcard in the designated collection box right at the Phillips Public Library. And then that's it. No stamp needed. They'll get your postcard in the mail. All the postcards will be sent together. This is your chance to let federal elected officials know that our libraries are very important to us. Once again, that campaign is only happening now through July 21st, and you can stop by the Phillips Public Library for more information and to fill out your very own postcard. Saturday, June 28th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's Compers and Whoppers Fishing Clinic for Kids over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. This is your opportunity to join officers from the Price County Sheriff's Office, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, the U.S. Forest Service, the Phillips Police Department, and the Park Falls Police Department for a fun morning of fishing and getting to know local officers. Lunch and fishing equipment will be provided, but you can bring your own fishing equipment if you so prefer. For questions and to register, you can contact Deputy Joel Ader at the Price County Sheriff's Office at Joel, J-O-E-L, dot Ader, E-D-E-R, at pricecounty.wy.gov. The number of participants for this event is limited. Once again, it's taking place Saturday, June 28th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to please not release pet fish into local waterways. Brittany Merlot tells what the DNR just found in Wisconsin.
Last week, a goldfish was caught in the wild in Wisconsin.
People thinking, I don't really want to flush my goldfish or get rid of it, right? I think I'll release it into the wild. And then just realizing, well, that goldfish isn't naturally from Wisconsin, right? So maybe not the best step to take. And there are a few different groups that will offer kind of a rehoming service.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP.
Caring about what's in the natural environment, whether or not it should be there and how it affects the other living things. But a lot of times there are diseases too, especially when you get to certain types of things like snakes or other creatures.
The DNR says if you catch a fish that doesn't belong, notify the agency immediately with its location.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
The Brewers face the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. San Diego's Randy Vasquez against the Brewers right-hander Chad Patrick, who's 3-4 with an ERA of 2.97. Manager Pat Murphy.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff, meaning the right insides to pitch up here and pitch in big situations.
NBA, the Pacers with a last-second shot by Tyrese Halliburton beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Game 2 Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers agrees to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he says he already knows the team's quarterback coach.
And the quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay in the offseason. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
The Steelers host the Packers Week 8 in Pittsburgh with Sports on Mike Clemens.
More with Mike Clemens about Halliburton and about Aaron Rodgers coming up in just a few moments live. We have softball crowning their sectional champions yesterday on to state from the north. Division 5, actually, Thormond and Almond Bancroft. Division 4 had McDonald Catholic and Michicot moving on. Division 3, it was Fall Creek and Velders winning sectional championships yesterday. And how about the Lakeland softball team? Quite a story as they come through. This sectional, their first game was a 1-0 win in 13 innings. Their second game was a 1-0 win in 8 innings. Their third game was a 2-1 win. And then yesterday, a 1-0 victory. Absolutely crazy. And Lakeland goes on to state now. So congratulations to the Lakeland softball team. And the Mellon baseball team, they fell yesterday in baseball tournament action as they were looking to advance on in the boys baseball tournament. They were defeated by Washburn yesterday. So Washburn, Solon Springs, Northwoods, Edgar, and Rib Lake moves on again. They're a number 3 seed. They get a win yesterday to move on in sectional baseball competition. And good luck to our area track athletes, Shawamigan, Phillips, Rib Lake, running at the state track meet in La Crosse today and tomorrow.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fishing, coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. So I went out looking for a largemouth bass the other day, and all I found were northern pike for a while, and then I did find the bass. I'll tell you what I did to locate those largemouth bass and what I did to catch them, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
The pike were on a bite. They were hitting a spinnerbait that I was throwing up into the shallow vegetation in my search for largemouth bass. They tore up about 3 of my spinnerbaits, and that was those 18 to 27 inch northerns that were just hitting everything you'd throw out there, but they really tore up 3 of my spinnerbaits before I finally said, you know what? I got to find those bass. They got to be somewhere. And I figured since those northern pike were so ravenous that day, they were probably pushing those bass into heavier cover. So I threw on a Moss Boss spoon. And then on another rod, I tossed on a scum frog so I could get up into that mossy thick stuff. And I worked that Moss Boss spoon around those lily pads, and I caught three real beautiful bass there. And with that scum frog, I worked into some of this really heavy, green, ugly vegetation that was on the surface, and I found some real nice bass there. So when those pike are going good, go heavy cover. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers this morning. Gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today, 72, with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 46. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, scattered showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow and tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
98 Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love? This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
All right, King George, George Strait there, 98 Q Country. Well, every Wednesday we get together and we talk a little sports with our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Top of the day to you, Mr. Clemens. How are we doing down there?
Good morning, Joel. Doing fine.
All right, Brewers. Hey, 12-game homestand coming up here. They got some bad news with Brandon Woodruff. Doesn't look like he's coming back anytime soon. But Coach Murphy keeping the boys right there. They're above 500, doing all right.
Yeah, Brandon Woodruff has not pitched a game now for the Brewers since September of 23. Going through the surgeries, and then it looks like he's at his last rehab, 12 pitches into a game in the second inning, and the ball comes back at about 180 miles an hour and hits him in the right elbow. Like,
oh,
you know, and he's a right-handed pitcher.
Jeez.
Unbelievable. Two sets of imaging, and they say it's contusion, But he's back on the IL. You know, just unbelievable turn of events. But in the meantime, you know, Pat Murphy just keeps on pulling bunnies out of a hat. I think the way he works these guys in rotation, the way he'll, like, have a D.L. Hall pitch for three innings the other night, you know, and before they put him in for relief, just to keep it smart, you know, just one hit. And they've won five of their last six games. They beat the Reds for the 12th series in a row with a 9-1 win the other day. And they get the bats going.
Yeah.
You know, Christian Yelich in that dramatic grand slam the other night, he gets hit in the hand the next night, but manages to get back there and play. So Yelich has come on fire. Trio has gotten hot the last couple of weeks. So tonight they open this 12-game homestand. It's their longest homestand now of the season against the Padres. Padres pretty good. They're in second place behind the Dodgers over there in the West. And Chad Patrick will get the ball for Murphy tonight, and I'll be covering that game at the ballpark tonight.
Well, good to see Yelich doing good. And, you know, a guy like Brandon Woodruff, Mike, once we get down to the stretch run and the Brewers will probably be in playoff contention, he's the guy they need as a two-time All-Star, and that's the kind of guy going into the playoffs and stuff that that would be big for the Brewers, right?
That too, and trust me, in the clubhouse, too, the veteran leadership at that position, you just like to see him amongst those guys, even helping out a guy like Freddie Peralta, quite frankly. That's the presence you'd like to see in the clubhouse and in that rotation, to be sure, that could help them get them through the middle of the summer and then, you know, hopefully into the fall.
That presence and Coach Murphy with a – so does he smoke a cigar in his office? I imagine him kicking back in his chair with a big stogie in his mouth.
I don't see any of those guys smoking. If they do, if they have any free time, which is not much in the baseball season, it might be on a golf course or something like that. But I'm telling you, you know, he is the best storyteller. He went on and on about how Billy Crystal became his friends, and he's just like, you know, I can't get over Billy Crystal. I want to take him aside and say, Murph, it's you. You're a funny guy, man. And Billy Crystal loves baseball, and he loves baseball people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Murph is that as well.
Mm-hmm.
He understands all the chess moves you have to make in a ball game. And Billy Crystal is, you know, a super fan and can't get enough of it. And Pat Murphy's a great guy to hang around like that, and he makes it fun.
Yeah, you could turn the clock back 100 years and he'd fit right in baseball, no doubt.
That's a great analogy. Great analogy.
Packers OTA. Okay, so we wrap that thing up. Anything, any takeaways from OTAs?
Yeah, it's helmets and shorts, but man, you're standing there, and then they go into 2 minute 11 on 11, ones against the ones. And there's Jordan Love back up to pass, and he throws a ball 60 yards in the air and hits Jaden Reed in stride. Looked really good. And then they're down there in the end zone area, and he hits Romeo Doubs in the backhand corner for a two-point conversion, and the team's celebrating around him. So they got the momentum going. And then Malik Willis comes out there, and he gets to run with the ones, and he's making nice passes down the middle of the field about 25, 30 yards. And I leaned over to one of the guys of the Packers, and I said, let me ask you a question. Do the Pittsburgh Steelers have anybody in their roster right now as good a quarterback as Malik Willis? You know what, he laughed. Because they don't. I mean, Mason Rudolph, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Will Howard, the kid that they drafted out of Ohio State, I think like in the sixth round, they don't. And then, you know, you get the news yesterday that, okay, Aaron Rodgers agrees. He's going to come in today to Pittsburgh, sign his paperwork, and apparently he's going to be out there next week for the mandatory minicamp. So those are the things that I saw that really stood out. That, you know, Elton Jenkins is still not there. He wants more money. They've got their mandatory minicamp in Green Bay next week. Marshawn Lloyd is the running back they took out of USC in the third round last year. Well, he ended up being injured through most of the season. And just when he got back, sort of like Brandon Woodruff, then he has appendicitis.
Mm-hmm.
So at the first OTA week that they let us in, there he was on the sidelines rehabbing with Christian Watson. And like, oh, you know, because I haven't seen this guy play yet. I don't know what they've got. Well, he was out there participating in some of the individual drills, and LaFleur was asked about it. He says, you know, we've seen things from this kid that excite us, but, you know, it's it's going to be time now for him to be able to participate and show us those things again.
October 26th, I got it circled on the calendar. Green Bay at Pittsburgh, Sunday night.
Green Bay at Pittsburgh. Jordan Love.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Here we go.
Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football on NBC. I mean, the NFL schedulers know what they're doing.
They saw that coming. Big golf weekend, the AmFam Championship going on this weekend, right?
Yeah, and, you know, and it raises funds. I mean, that's the bottom line for it. Steve Stricker, the great Wisconsin golfer, you know, help put together this and design this course now that they've moved it to TPC Wisconsin, a course just a little bit north of Madison, and they changed the format now. It's not really going to be a four-day tournament. There's one two-man competition that's going on, some other ones, so it's not going to come up. But, you know, they bring in a bunch of professional golfers, and that's what the folks will be able to see, and you know, it's kind of a party and celebration. But the other thing that's going on is last weekend was that Women's U.S. Open at Erin Hills outside of Hartford. And what I think was interesting about that was a lot of the guys that cover say, well, that's it. And what do you mean? And it's, you know, this is probably the last major tournament to come to Wisconsin for a while. Well, why is that? Well, you know, the PGA, the other golf associations, they've changed their schedules, and some of these tournaments, and that they would not happen in Wisconsin anymore.
Yeah.
And I found the interesting comment, the underlying comment was, since Herb Kohler passed away, that's where you're going to see they're not going to come to Whistling Straits anymore. That guy was so influential and probably laid out all kinds of money to attract those tournaments. And with him out of the picture now, it seems like Wisconsin, as a state, doesn't have any leverage to bring these majors back to Wisconsin anytime soon. So I thought that was kind of a sad note because there's some great courses here.
Yeah, the legend of Tyler Halliburton, Oshkosh guy, builds last night. Another game-winning shot. This guy's season is getting to be almost like a movie, like a novel. This is crazy.
It is. Game one of the NBA Finals in Oklahoma City. The Thunder led by 15 points in the fourth quarter, and the Pacers once again, just like they did to the Bucks, and just like they did to the Cavaliers and even the Knicks, they gets down to the final minute, and then this kid's got the ball in his hands with just a few seconds, drives down, turns to the right, jumper from the right-hand side, good, with 3/10 of a second left on the clock. And they end up winning the game last night, 111-110, over the Thunder in Oklahoma City. And, just stunning, just stunning. So even though I know the NBA and the networks would rather have that this would have been the Knicks and, San Francisco or Los Angeles or some team like that, these two teams from Middle America could put on a real show for the next seven games.
He reminds me of Magic Johnson when I watch him play. The way he shoots and just the way he picks his spots to shoot from that point guard position at 6'5", he's got a magic feel to me.
That's a good comparison.
Really
good comparison.
Smart player. Mr. Clemens?
The kid from Oshkosh North High School who took his team back then, back in 2018, to the state championship in Wisconsin.
Pretty cool. Cool to see. Thank you, Mr. Clemens. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike Clemens. He joins us each Friday live to chat about Wisconsin sports. We've got birthdays and anniversaries to come in just a moment. So if you got somebody, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll jot it down. Rachel at the front desk is off today, so give me a moment. I'm solo right now. I'm everything. I'm solo right now. So while the news is playing, I'll jump on and grab your birthdays here if you got them at 715-762-3221. We're going to talk also 8:45 about the Amber Lake Disc Golf Open, which is coming. We talked with Bo Stanky last year about this, and he's going to come in a little bit and chat about it. It's tomorrow, and it's huge. It's huge. And we will chat with him in just a little bit at about 8:45. We'll get to those birthdays and give away the cake, too, after our twice-an-hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The online bickering between President Trump and Elon Musk appeared to ease up overnight, with Musk, who seemed to go along with a post that urged the two men to make peace for the good of the country. However, minutes ago, ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl called the president and spoke to him.
Trump told me he has no interest. He's not particularly interested in talking to what he called the man who has lost his mind. So I wouldn't look for a detente anytime soon. Trump, I have to say, though, he didn't sound particularly concerned about all of this. He wanted to talk about other things, and he was rather dismissive of the whole controversy.
The controversy sparked when Musk criticized the president's massive spending bill, which is projected to add more than $2 trillion to the federal deficit. A federal judge temporarily blocking a proclamation by President Trump that banned foreign students from entering the U.S. to attend Harvard. Russia slamming Ukraine in a retaliatory attack overnight, hitting Kyiv, among other places. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. On Thursday, June 5th, at approximately 10:56 a.m., the Minocqua Police Department responded to a single vehicle rollover on Highway 51 near Timber Ridge Road in Minocqua. The vehicle was traveling northbound on Highway 51, then went into the ditch on the east side, striking a culvert and flipping over. The driver and only occupant was pronounced deceased at the scene. The deceased's name is being withheld until next of kin have been notified. The Minocqua Police Department was assisted in this investigation by Oneida County EMS, Minocqua Fire Department, Hazelhurst Fire Department, Woodruff Police Department, and the Oneida County Medical Examiner's Office. No further information is available at this time, and we all send our deepest condolences to the family of the victim. Tomorrow, June 7th, from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., stop on over in Butternut for their community-wide garage sale. Maps can be found outside the Village Hall, located at 301 West Michigan Street by the front door. This will feature such things as the Saturday Farmers Market, the first one of the season, a flea market and a craft sale from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pavilion by the Village Hall, and many other wonderful things to stop by and check out. Once again, this is taking place June 7th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in Butternut. The possibility of a deal may be dead. Savannah Tomielsen has the latest on state budget talks.
Republicans are now officially crafting their own budget after walking out on negotiations with Governor Tony Evers. They've been in talks trying to come to an agreement on tax cuts, a priority for Republicans, and funding things like schools, child care centers, and universities, a priority for the governor. Republican State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
Unfortunately, those conversations have stopped. The spending really that the governor needs is just more than the state can afford, and it was getting to the point where it was about 3-1 compared to the tax cuts that we were looking at.
Wisconsin currently has a record $4.5 billion or so surplus, according to the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. Republicans have the majority, so now this budget is essentially in their hands. Democratic State Senator Kelda Royce.
We're going to see a budget that does very little to lower costs for working families. I think we're going to see a budget that fails our kids. We're going to see a budget that refuses to invest in our public universities at a really critical time. We're going to see a budget that turns a blind eye to relief for ordinary Wisconsinites. We're going to see a budget that exacerbates the child care crisis in the state and then hurts our workforce and our economy.
Thursday, Republicans added more bonding authority to clean drinking water initiatives and $500,000 to a program to train more physicians. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers face the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee. San Diego's Randy Vasquez against the Brewers right-hander Chad Patrick, who's 3-4 with an ERA of 2.97. Manager Pat Murphy.
Chad Patrick continues to show that he has the right stuff, meaning the right insides to pitch up here and pitch in big situations.
NBA, the Pacers with a last-second shot by Tyrese Halliburton beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 111-110 in Game 1 of the NBA Finals, Game 2 Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers agrees to a one-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers, where he says he already knows the team's quarterback coach.
And the quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay in the offseason. The first first offseason I ever did, went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
The Steelers host the Packers Week 8 in Pittsburgh with Sports on Mike Clements.
On the local sports scene, we've got state track going on this weekend down in La Crosse. Events underway this morning will continue through today and into tomorrow. So good luck to our Shawamigan, Phillips, and Rib Lake athletes as they are headed off to state and surrounding area, including Lakeland and such. And state golf, Monday, Tuesday, they play 18 each day in Madison. And Coach Hakenin and Prentice boys back for a second big year. And the Lakeland also, the Lakeland golf team also, is headed off to state. Speaking of going to state, the Lakeland softball team victorious in their sectional championship game yesterday. They are off to state. The Lakeland soccer team also getting a win yesterday to kick off their tournament play. You can always track the results from the weekend track at WIAAWI.org. Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by RE/MAX New Horizons Realty in Phillips. Let their local team of expert professionals help you find your dream home.
Camp Holiday Campground in Boulder Junction is a gem in the heart of the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest, where you'll find miles and miles of paved bike trails, marked county highway and ATV trails, fishing, kayaking, a clean sandy beach with a huge trampoline for swimming, super clean shower houses, a laundromat, a campground lodge for additional supplies, ice, pizza, and ice cream. Come for the week, come for the weekend, or come for a season. They welcome everyone from tenting, RVs, or motorhomes. Don't have one? Heck, they'll rent you one of their campers, park models, and new to the campground, sleeping cabins. Camp Holiday Campground, a place in the big woods to set up camp and make amazing memories where you'll go home saying, that was time well spent. See camp-holiday.com or call 715-385-2264 for rate information or to reserve your spot. Camp Holiday on Rudolph Lake Lane, Boulder Junction, Wisconsin.
It's birthday time. It's cake giveaway time, too. All right. Celebrity birthdays on this sixth day of June. Scathing the list here. Uncle Cracker. He's actually a pretty good singer. If you listen to some of his, I don't have to say actually he is. He, of course, had the big hit song with Kid Rock. He crossed over to country, and he did a version of Dobie Gray's Drift Away that's pretty good, too. Enjoy. He's got a good voice. Uncle Cracker. His real name is not Uncle Cracker, but it's Matt Schaefer. Got a yearbook picture somewhere. Matt Schaefer, Uncle Cracker's 51 today. Paul Giamatti, the son of one-time commissioner of baseball Bartlett Giamatti, received an Oscar nomination for his best actor in The Holdovers in 2024. 58 for Paul Giamatti. Max Casella, the actor from TV's Tulsa King, Vinyl, The Sopranos, 58 for Max Casella today. Colin Quinn, the actor from Saturday Night Live, 66 today. Bjorn Borg, he was back in that Jimmy Connors, John McEnroe era. He was the quiet guy. He was the one who stood there on the court and just stared into the abyss as John McEnroe would yell, "You gotta be kidding me! Are you kidding me? That was out!" McEnroe was, yeah. Bjorn Borg is 69 today. Tennis great. Sandra Bernhardt, the comedian and sometime singer, is 70 today. 70. Robert Englund, the actor from the Freddy Krueger. He is Freddy Krueger. Yeah, I can't do it. A nightmare. See, I don't intentionally seek those things out. Maybe you do, but I don't. I don't. I don't intentionally seek out the Freddy Krueger movies. It's not me. Oh, Freddy, this may be a surprise to those of you who are hardcore Freddy Krueger fans, but he's still alive. He's still alive. He's 76 today. Robert Englund. And Joe Stampley, the country music legend Joe Stampley, is celebrating an 81st birthday today. He did, why am I drawing a blank here on Joe Stampley? Hang on. Do, 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 do. You don't know a song from Joe Stampley, do you?
Give me one. Come on. Mm-hmm. I thought so. All these things, soul song, red wine and blue memories. It's a little bit before my era of country music. Take Time to Know Her. He's 81 today, still going. Joe Stampley, country music legend. All right, a couple local birthdays and we'll do the cake drawing here. We got Hazel Singer who's celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Hazel, happy birthday to you tomorrow. Love the weekend birthdays, don't we? We do. Reagan Hoffman celebrating an 18th birthday today. From your family and all that stuff. Let's see here. There's other stuff I'm reading here. All right. Let's see. Al Clark. Did I got that right? Al Clark is celebrating a birthday also today. All right, Al. There you go. Into the birthday cake box. Let's mix them up. Let's give away a cake. Every Friday. We've been doing this for... I really wish we'd keep track of this better. I would say over 30 years, maybe 40 years, all the way back to the Gustafson's IGA and everything else. We've been giving away a cake, cops and all that stuff. At some point, someone has offered a free cake and Super One has done it for many, many years. So we thank Super One for providing a complimentary cake to one of our birthday celebrants. And we're going to give that cake away this week to Bruce. Bruce celebrated, Bruce and Josette celebrated an anniversary back on, this was a late one that was called in, so it was the previous Friday, but still you get the cake because you weren't in for the drawing. So Bruce and Josette, free cake for you, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Congratulations to you.
Victory Christian Center presents Praise in the Park, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Everyone is welcome to this free event. Enjoy amazing Christian bands by Brendan Brooks, Howard Grip, The Presence Music Band, and Dan Bremnes. Experience local baptisms, and there will also be food trucks to grab a bite to eat while you enjoy the great music. We'll see you at this great community event June 7th, 2 p.m. for Praise in the Park at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, Wisconsin.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly sponsored by Roger and Carol Meyer, who are great supporters of all of our local athletics and their teams.
Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers this morning. Gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high today 72 with wind northeast at 5 to 15. Clear tonight 46. Tomorrow sunshine in the morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms late tomorrow and tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
98 Q Country.
Last night, out of the blue, drifting off to the evening news, she said, "Honey, what would you do if you'd have never met me?" I just laughed, said, "I don't know. I could take a couple guesses though," and then tried to dig real deep. Said, "Darling, honestly, I do a lot more offshore fishing. I'm probably eating more drive-through chicken and take a few strokes off my golf game. If I'd have never known your name, I'd still be driving that old green Nova. I probably never would have heard of yoga. I'd be a
if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose. Well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. Well, I could tell I got her attention, so I said, oh yeah, I forgot to mention, I wouldn't trade a single day 400 years the other way. She just smiled and rolled her eyes, and she's heard all of my lines. I said, come on girl, seriously, if I hadn't been so lucky, I'd be shooting pool in my bachelor pad, playing bass in my cover band, be stocking up cold Bud Light for poker every Tuesday night. Yeah, I'd have a dirt bike in the shed, not one throw pillow on the bed. I keep my cash in a coffee can. But if I was a single man, alone and out there on the loose, well, I'd be looking for a woman like you. She knows what a mess I'd be if I didn't have. Whispered in her ear, you know I get sick deep sea fishing, and you make the best fried chicken. I got a hopeless golf game, I love the sound of your name. I might miss that old green Nova, but I love watching you do yoga. I take a gold band on my hand over being a single man, 'cause honestly I don't know what I.
Lee Brace in 98Q Country at 8:43. Missed a couple of birthdays. My apologies to you guys here. Jeff Jaserta celebrated a birthday today. Jeff, happy birthday to you. We'll put you in for next week's drawing. So Karen and other friends and family wanted to wish you a happy birthday. And also we have a 60th anniversary. It went on yesterday, but they'll continue to party, I'm sure, through the weekend. So John and Joyce, the Kilties, happy 60th wedding anniversary to both of you. 60 years. That's fantastic. So happy anniversary to both of you. We'll put you in for next week's cake drawing, courtesy of the bakery department here at Super One in Park Falls. Stay tuned. We got more keywords to come for you in the 11, 2, and 4 o'clock hours. I was taking a look at our updated list of winners so far in our statewide Civic Media Text to Win contest, and we have had quite an interesting mix. We've had, three winners from Park Falls. We had a Hayward one in there, too. And this is all of our Civic Media stations all across the state. But we do, we always do really well here. So give yourself a shot at some Scotty summer getaways to Door County and to Wisconsin Dells. And we gave away $100 last hour. We'll have some Brewer tickets on the line a little bit later on here this morning. We're going to talk a little disc golf. Big event coming up this weekend. We'll do that here in just a moment. Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, shawamiganhomefurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center in Phillips is helping you gear up for the fall hunting seasons. Buy any new shotgun, rifle, or handgun priced at $500 or more from their in-stock inventory and receive a $50 gift card to use on your next visit. Choose from manufacturers such as Winchester, Savage, Mossberg, and TriStar in all the popular rifle calibers and shotgun gauges. This promotion runs through July 6, 2025. Get your best selection now at Bader Sports Center right next to Pick and Save Highway 13 in Phillips.
Get the free Civic Media app and text us your birthdays, anniversaries, and requests. Download the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. Sponsored by Wheelway Autos in Fifield, where you'll find premium used cars and high-quality service work. WheelwayAutos.com.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter, literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Get ready for two big days this year, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th, for Kenan Georgetown Fire Department's Truck and Tractor Pull at Kenan Memorial Park off of County N in Kenan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins start Friday at 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers, 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday weigh-ins 9 to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin, two hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in three categories. Take in family fun with a parade, children's museum, food from John and Heidi's Happy Days, raffles, and so much more. All proceeds go to Kenan Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it!
Victory Christian Center presents Praise in the Park, June 7th at 7 p.m. at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Everyone is welcome to this free event. Enjoy amazing Christian bands by Brendan Brooks, Howard Grip, The Presence Music Band, and Dan Bremnes. Experience local baptisms, and there will also be food trucks to grab a bite to eat while you enjoy the great music. We'll see you at this great community event June 7th, 2 p.m. for Praise in the Park at Elk Lake Park in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Well, a few clouds out there, but I think all in all today will be a pretty nice day with temperatures probably close to that 70-degree mark or so. We mentioned it earlier, the third annual Amber Lake opened, sponsored by American Legion Post 182 and many others, I'm sure, going on this weekend. And we have Bo Stanky, who's one of the guys who helps to put the thing on and run it, in studio with us. Bo, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel, and thanks for having me.
Hey, we betcha. We appreciate you stopping by. Preparations, I'm sure, are frantic this week to get ready for this huge event, right?
At least for me, yeah. It's kind of a busy week. I have to take a few days off of work just to get all the equipment together and get the course ready to invite a whole bunch of people up to our beautiful Northwoods to get to enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is being held at the resort. What's the name of the resort again?
It is Sandy Point Resort and Disc Golf Ranch. It is the world's first disc golf ranch, or disc golf resort, I should say.
Oh, really? Really?
Yes.
So, this is the third annual, so the expectation of kind of what will happen and how many teams and stuff like that are you feel a little better about that after you've had a couple years under your belt, but talk a little bit about where people are coming from for this and kind of the numbers that we have expected.
True. It's definitely been a little bit of a learning experience for myself, but yeah, we got a kind of a good rhythm going. Luckily with the Legion, I got a good support team behind me. We're all with that military background to help keep things running smoothly, so it's great. We all lift each other up. But, yeah, we have people come from all over for this tournament. I've seen people come all the way as far as Illinois, Minnesota, the UP. I know we got some people coming up from Kenosha this weekend, so they come from all over the state because we have one of the best facilities around. I mean, who doesn't want to be up in the Northwoods here in the summer in June, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was just watching a couple weeks ago. I think it was on the Ocho or one of the ESPN channels, they were re-airing some of the Disc Golf World Championships.
Nice.
And that was fun to watch. It was fun to watch the level of talent. And there's so many different categories, too, that people can participate in this, right?
True. Yes, we have, like, all skill levels. So everything from absolute beginner, someone who's only thrown a disc a few times, to the type of pros that you're talking about, the ones who can throw 500 feet there. We get a few really good players that show up, and they, yeah, like you said, they're really good, way better than I can, but it's fun to watch the skill they have.
And the pros, it's like they have a golf, it's like having a golf bag to compare it to it, I guess, because they have different discs that will do for different situations, right?
Yep, that's very true, and yeah, disc golf borrows a lot of the same terminology from what we call ball golf, but regular golf.
Ball, and he says that guy, ball golf.
Ball
I like
golf.
That. Yeah.
I can just hear the hairs on people's necks as I say that. Insult their beloved sport by calling it ball golf. But yes.
Well, so talk a little bit about how things lay out for this. This is a one-day event, just tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yes.
Just tomorrow?
We just do a one-day event, one round, yes.
Okay, now people want to come out there and kind of just enjoy the day and watch a little bit. Talk to them a little bit about what that experience will be like.
Sure, yes. We welcome spectators. Yeah, if you want to come out and just see what we're doing, we have a great group of Legionnaires there. And You can watch the players play if you like. We have volunteers from the Rec Arena. They will be on site grilling up burgers and brats and all that. So it's a great day outdoors. You get the smell of burgers out there all day, so you kind of can't resist grabbing a bite. So and then it's on the lake too, so you could. That's a great place to sit down and watch players play. Just sit down by the lake, enjoy the view, and watch players hopefully avoid the water with their discs.
All right. Well, let's talk to a lot of people that are listening right now, or maybe like me. Okay, I'm a 59-year-old guy, still pretty athletic. I can move pretty good. I've thrown a frisbee in my life. I feel confident I can grab a frisbee and throw it, you know, pretty good, pretty far. So if I decided I wanted to call my buddy and come out and play tomorrow, talk about the category we'd be in, or kind of how that would happen.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get you out there one day, Joel, for sure. You tell me that, we're gonna get you. We can get you in this for sure. We have age divisions for 40 and up, 50 and up, 60 and up. So whatever your skill level is, we got you. But yeah, if you're looking to come out, the online registration is ending in a few minutes, but if you want to come out, we still have room for you. So just come on out anytime on Saturday. We start at 8:30 a.m. We'll be registration ends at 2, so you can show up anytime between then. It's $45 per person for the amateur level, and you'll get a player pack with that, and you'll get to tee off whenever you're ready to start. If like hole one happens to be too busy, you can start at hole 13 or hole 25. It's all kind of right there. The course is really well organized, so you don't have to walk too far.
Do I have to dig into the bottom of the kids' wiffle ball bin in the garage to grab a frisbee, or are there frisbees out there available?
They are available. You'll get two in your player pack, so if you have nothing, those two discs will be good enough to get you by.
Yeah.
And then there's a pro shop on site with all your equipment needs. So if you want more discs, there's plenty more discs for purchase.
Yeah. So everybody, if you want to go out and have a little fun and kind of introduce yourself to the sport, that's fine. So let's talk about the other end now. Let's talk about the hot shots coming in, all right? The guys who are pros or whatever level that you want to refer to them as. Talk about their day and how they prep and what this event means to somebody like that person.
That's a good question. I'd love to get in their head and their mindset of how they play, because I don't know. I imagine some of them, I do know some come out today. They are probably out there today practicing, just getting a feel of the course and the conditions. When you're at that level of preparation happens. I don't think our tournament might be that serious enough that our payouts, not to insult our payouts, but I mean, they're maybe not the highest out there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's sanctioned events that offer that for those pro players, but what we offer the pro players is kind of more of a relaxed environment where you can come in and hone your skills and still play in a competitive environment, but it's more for fun and raising money for a good cause.
Yeah, but we will see some people out there who are pretty skilled at this, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yes. We got some locals here in the Northwoods who are really good, and yeah, I expect to see them out here.
Yeah, this is out at Sandy Point Resort and Disc Golf Ranch. Technical address is Lac du Flambeau, but between here and Minocqua, right?
Exactly. 70? Almost like halfway between Fifield and Minocqua.
Right. And where do they turn? Are there signs pointing off the main course there?
Of those like old white arrow signs that points to Sandy Point Resort. It's right, if you're leaving from Fifield, it's right before you hit the reservation.
All right. So if you want to make a drive out there tomorrow, even if you can't play, and go on out there, probably have a beverage, a little bite to eat, I would guess, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so and support the event. And it's going to be a lot of fun to have the American Legion Post behind this, not only with a little bit of manpower, but just their support, right?
Yes. We love seeing Legionnaires come from around the state as well. We get veterans and Legionnaires who take interest in this and come visit, so that's a big part of it. We love to see that.
You have a stack of discs here in the studio, so let's do our best to give them a little description of people might say, well, a frisbee is a frisbee. So what's the difference between the different ones that you have on the counter here?
So the two we're giving out this year, one is called, the model is called a Gorgon. That is a driver disc. Basically, it's built for high speed and long distance. So it has more of a beveled edge. So it's more aerodynamic and can spin and cut through the air faster. The other disc we're giving away is what the model's called a Rock 3. You can see, I don't know how to describe it, but you can see how the edge is more rounded.
Yeah.
It's designed to go shorter distances, but like more at on a straight line. So when it's more of an approach shot.
Yeah.
So when you're closer to the basket.
Yeah. So they all have to be the same size, right? Some are a little bit smaller? Or maybe,
yeah, I think there is some variance in the diameter of the disc. I couldn't tell you what the exact regulations are, but they're around 7 inches in diameter.
Yeah. So the disc is kind of the equivalent of, you know, you have your driver off the tee, which, you know, you can hit farther, but, you know, you might go a little left and right, but then you got your shorter stuff, kind of like your putter, your pitching wedge, where you're, it's more about accuracy. Is that correct?
Exactly. You nailed it. You have a great understanding of it already.
Yeah. They're a little more solid than the ones I remember. When I played disc as a kid, my brother would throw it to me. It hit me in the nose. This one would probably break my nose. It's got a pretty rough, solid edge around it.
Yeah, that's one of the big differences between the discs we use in disc golf compared to your normal catch frisbees. These are much harder plastic because they're not meant to be caught with your hands. It would might hurt a little bit, but
yeah,
they're meant to withstand the damage if you're hitting a tree or a metal basket.
Yeah. So this is the third year that we've been doing this. So what got you into this? What venture in life led you to being to hosting this event out
there? An interesting story. Yeah. I first got introduced to disc golf at a little place called Boyd's Mason Lake Resort on the other side of 70. They set up a temporary disc golf course for their resort guests. Not many people know about that, but I worked out there for a summer and got introduced to disc golf that way. And a few years later, I met some other people at a different job that I worked at. They played disc golf, so I got introduced to Sandy Point and fell in love with the venue out there and started playing disc golf. And then with the Legion, it was just an idea we had in a meeting one day on a way of how to get the Legion exposed to more younger veterans and get the name of the Legion out there more. So we threw different ideas out there, but disc golf was one our members seemed to resonate. It seemed to resonate with them. So we chose to pursue it, and it got an amazing response. So we're doing it every year now.
And to put together your own course, now I've been into bags cornhole for many years. That's a little bit easier. You put one here and 27 feet front to front, and you're good to go on a flat surface. You're basically putting together the equivalent of a golf course out there. I mean, it's a large area, right?
That's true. I mean, luckily the course owners have that part of it handled for me. I don't do any of the work. The course has been out there for 30 years.
Nice.
So it's the facility gets taken care of for me. So that makes it real easy for my standpoint.
Yeah. So a lot of different categories for folks too. If you want to run out, I mean, they can always go to the website. You can just Google the Amber Lake Open, and it comes right up to the webpage. And if you want to register today, you can. If they decide late tonight when they're having a couple of beverages down at the local tavern that the buddies want to go out and play a little bit, don't be afraid to come on out and get introduced to the sport tomorrow, right?
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to see you there.
Yeah. So between Park Falls and Minocqua out there at off of 70, Lac du Flambeau, the official address. And it should be a wonderful event again out there. This is a sport that as long as you're able to kind of, your shoulder's good, you're able to fling, I mean, you can make it work. It's not too physically demanding other than that upper body shoulder, right?
True, and maybe a little hiking. There's a few hills that you go up and down. That's the beauty of disc golf. Almost anyone can participate. Younger people, older people, it's a great way to just be active and stay in shape a little bit.
It's like regular golf. If you keep the ball, the disc in the fairway, straight, then you're good, right?
Yes, and no carts, so you get to do all the walking.
Yeah, and from watching the show on ESPN, I just love when people get in a little bit of trouble and they got to do those creative shots. You know, they're going around the trees and stuff like that, and it has the same similar challenges as the regular ball golf, right?
Yes, and with my skill level of playing, I get a lot of practice at those out-of-danger shots, throwing overhand and just making up any way you can get the disc back to safety.
Nice event, the third annual Amber Lake Open, sponsored by American Legion Post 182. It's going on all day tomorrow. Spectators, come out, mid-late morning and have a little lunch out
probably
there?
Probably be the best time in late afternoon, yeah.
Yeah, and taking the event out there. Very good. All right, Bo, anybody else that helps you along with this that you'd like to talk about, or well, did we hit it all?
Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously the American Legion, Sandy Point Resort, they're obviously amazing help. We couldn't do it without them. Innova Disc Golf is one of our major sponsors. They supply all the discs and nice. Hats and player packs. And then I got to mention the Price Ice Recreation Arena because they have volunteers out there cooking the lunches. And this whole event, we raise money for them. So I can't exit this interview without mentioning them.
Yeah, so hop in the car, go on out, support the event at the very least by having a beverage and a bite to eat out there. And if you want to take part in the event, just Google Amber Lake Open and you'll see the third annual event. There's online registration still available today, or you can stop out in the morning.